Yes, and welcome back to Morning Glory. A little bit later, we've got our 5-1. 5-1, best coaches in the game at this very moment. So, you know, Wayne Bennett's not coaching. We can't say Wayne. So it's an interesting one. Some coaches have sort of jumped out of the ground this year, but it's time for honest opinion, where we get to put Slipper into some person, you know, a place, a thing, it doesn't matter.
Sport, another code.
Why not? Why not? Webby, why don't you lead off on this
one? Oh, okay. Well, rugby union. Bend over.
Yes.
So the Rugby World Cup has been, the rights thereof has been given to Australia for 27 and 29, the men's and the women's. And they're like shouting it from the rooftops. They illuminated the Australian rugby logo on the side of the Opera House. There was only one bidder. Australia. So wow. So rugby types are saying how this is going to be the thing that Australian rugby needs to propel the sport.
So there was no one that bid for the World Cup.
They were effectively World Rugby said they are the preferred bidder. Mm. So no one else put in.
Oh wow.
So they're shouting it from the rooftops today as if this is the new dawn for Australian rugby. I've tried to watch a bit of Super Rugby this year. Let's just say the Australian teams, I know the Waratahs have sort of kicked a little bit. They've had two wins in a row. Mm. But that sport needs to change dramatically if rugby's going to be rebirthed in this country.
I'm not trying to be a smart ass here. What they call us mungos, you know, where I'm having a bit of a swipe. But I go back to the first year of Super Rugby. It was called Super 10. And it was unbelievable. We went to the Super 10 final, which was Natal Sharks against Auckland Blues. Jonah Lamu, 3 tries. Vin Deary scored 2. It was, and I'm sitting there at Eaton Park, it's packed, and I'm thinking, man, this is a worry for rugby league. And now you look where it's deteriorated to. A couple of things have happened, which I think, looking back, is just crazy. And I think this is something the NRL need to look at as far as the Dolphins are concerned, is the fact that the moment whoever had the idea in Super Rugby to drop the name, so Sharks, Jaguars, like you're just looking going, I'm sorry, where are they from?
Yeah.
Where would, you know, it used to be the Northern Transvaal Blue Bulls. You knew where they were from. The Natal Sharks, the Auckland Blues, etc. It was madness.
And you can say it in league. I think you can say it in league because it's a domestic comp. But it's in three different countries like it is Super Rugby.
My thing about the Dolphins is this, is that it is our sport is a we are learning more and more that it's a tribal game.
Mm.
So in my opinion, if I was Peter Vlandis, I would say, no, you need to label yourself to an area. You can't just call yourself the Dolphins, because we've experimented this before with rugby league. Remember when Super League came in and like the Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs suddenly become Sydney Bulldogs. It became like the West Balmain Tigers become the Sydney Tigers.
Yeah.
And they had to abandon it.
Mm. Mm. Oh, mate, I totally agree.
Call them the Bennett Dolphins. Describe it to a person.
The Bennett Dolphins. Yeah.
The Benny Dolphins.
Now, the Dolphins one was really interesting. Look, I understand their thinking that, you know, Brisbane Broncos have dominated the area, so it's going to be very hard to pull people away from them. So they want to essentially be everyone's second team, as in there's nationwide, there's all these people that may want to get on the new team. If they call themselves the Redcliffe Dolphins, then that may alienate people not from that area. But I totally agree with you where, yes, Brisbane Broncos have been dominant, but you need, at the very least, at the most primal urges of why you support a team, usually, majority, is they're representing where you're from. They represent a core area of things that matter to you. They represent, even if you don't enjoy footy, let's say, you know, your team makes the grand final, we call them bandwagon or whatever, but how many people from Penrith that don't like rugby league still got on board with them because they were representing them as people?
My word. What I did, we just, you know, we talked about Mount Druitt before. What about those young fellas like To'o Crichton and Luai, who come from Mount Druitt, what that did for that area.
Massive.
Okay,
massive.
My honest opinion. Guys, I used to love the iconic show Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
Dan Aykroyd, Bill Murray, Chevy Chase, Adam Sandler, Mike Myers, Chris Farley, the great John Belushi. But, boy, it really sucks now. Mm. It really sucks. I mean, I just see political satire and political humour, I just find these now, it just washes over me. It is just so, it's so done. When, like, it used to be these great skits and, you know, and funny things. It was like Chris Farley and Patrick Swayze doing a take off the Chippendales. It was a fun show. Yeah. You watch it now, and it's just, bagging Trump, bagging Biden. You know, it's just nonstop political.
You know why I reckon that's the case? Mm. Because with Trump and even Biden to a lesser extent, reality they like the it's parody isn't as funny as real life.
Yeah, yeah, mm. That's right.
You can't mimic it because real life was even crazy. More bizarre and funny.
I think if stand-up comedian now gets up and does jokes about Donald Trump, they're being lazy.
Yeah, for sure.
No, I totally agree. Jokes. And I think also the intent behind the joke has changed. I feel like back in the day it was, we are laughing with you, we're joking with you. Whereas jokes I feel now today are very, they're almost an insult. They're done to insult.
Yeah.
And then taking away the fun part of it.
And that was the thing, like, you know, you look at all those guys I just read there, like, you know, Chris Farley and whatnot. It was done in good spirits, but comedians, although they can be dark characters away from the stage, generally you look at them and they're fun loving and, you know, it's to make people laugh. With a lot of comedy these days, it's so cutting and so nasty.
Yeah.
And it's not actually even comedic. It's doing social observations.
Yes.
Not in the Seinfeld manner.
No. Yeah.
But trying to almost correct the world. And you're going, come on, guys.
You're sitting there preaching to you and you're going, mate, I'm here to have a bit of a laugh.
Yeah, that's right.
You're stressing out about the world.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm reading that that biography on John Belushi.
Oh, yeah.
Wired. Have you read that?
No.
I'll give it to you when I'm done. Your brother talks about it all the time, Wired. So it's like by Bob Woodward, who was one of the journalists on the Washington Post that broke Watergate. So it's done in that really very, very thorough and clinical sort of research book. But it is stunning. You think you're living to excess? Read this book and you feel like
He was Albanian, wasn't he?
Yes.
Yes, he was Albanian.
Yeah, but didn't really sort of make it public.
I've said to Mike Cooper before, I said, when you go on a Mad Monday, you have to be Dan Aykroyd and Cheese has to be John Belushi and you should be the Blues Brothers.
Oh, mate.
Cheese is the spitting image of John Belushi.
That's a great
What about you, Dan? What do you got for us, man?
Mate, minus opinion, short and sharp, but if someone lets you in on the road and you don't wave, you're a dog.
Gotcha. Happened to me this morning.
Makes me furious. Like, put it this way. If you cut in and you don't wave, I know you're a bad person in the rest of your life.
Yep.
Like in all other areas of your life, you're a bad person. That's my honest opinion.
You don't have to be slavishly polite, people. Just be respectfully aware.
Yes, absolutely.
Ben, what are you?
Mine is, like, it's Magic Round week. And the only thing that the papers could talk about is, oh, where are we going to move Magic Round from Brisbane? Brisbane is so good for Magic Round.
Agree.
Sydney, they throw up Sydney. Sydney would be terrible. It's not parochial enough.
It's
too spread out. They'll put it out at Homebush.
No, then, they won't. They'd put it at the new stadium.
Okay, maybe. Ooh. But still, would he get the festival?
I don't think Sydney's too up itself.
You go into Brisbane on Magic Round, the whole city is buzzing.
Yeah. Sydney's too big.
Yeah.
What about Eden Park? Your brother threw up. I'm making a few Andrew references.
Yes.
Sorry.
He had a big week last week.
Yeah. Yeah, he did. Yeah. Yeah. He had a big influence on me this week.
Yeah, the sideline eye.
But he said Eden Park.
That's a good one.
I think New Zealand would actually be really good. And I think it would also give us a lot of data to see, is New Zealand the place we need to go to create another side? We could get so much information about, you know, who's travelling where are they coming from? Because, you know, signing up online, putting in your address, all that kind of stuff. It would give us a bunch of data to say, is New Zealand really the way we should go? Is PNG? All that kind of stuff.
Yep.
Yeah. They also mentioned Perth.
No, Perth.
I like Brisbane.
Yeah, I did too.
And rocks.
Townsville, I could say yes, because it's a hardcore rugby league area.
Yeah.
Who deserves it? Mm. It's got to go to a city who deserves
magic,
it.
But I think you need a 40 to 50 seat stadium.
Mm.
40 50,000 seat stadium.
Mm. Mad Cow will get a thumping. Maybe we should do that at Fletcher and Heine Pub at Mac.
Ghost would literally rise from the dead. Mad Cow Ghost would literally rise from the dead. You see a ghost of Alfie dancing on the Mad Cow.
Last week, Dannon, right? We're talking about Townsville, and Jack was on the line. I don't know how we got around to it, but we were talking.
You told him to go there.
Yes,
that's
I
what
did.
It was.
And we were discussing about how back in the day when they first came to the comp, the Cowboys in 1995, you would literally get off the plane, and there would be. There would be people handing out free drink tickets to all the nightclubs. And Joey made the point. He said there used to be one nightclub that used to send women in bikinis standing there. Anyway, when Trish picked me up in the car, she goes, Did they? Were there really women in bikinis? That, I said, no. That was just Joey using his imagination. Oh, mate, there's got to be careful. We'll take a break. After the break, the Rugby League Rumour Mill.